Welcome to the Lovability Podcast. My name is Jennifer Stiers, and I'm here to talk love, relationships, sex, marriage, and everything in between. Everybody, and welcome to the Lovability Show. Good to be back. I missed you guys. I was off last month, and I am here and ready to go again. I missed talking about love, and missed the conversation. So today, you know, it's interesting because I'm bridging businesses right now. So I've been counseling and matchmaking, and then I built a matchmaking app. Which is a non-swipe app with curated matches. So it's super different than a dating app. And I'm literally converting businesses, right? So I've had this new business. And so it's been interesting for me because on my business that I have as a matchmaker, there's so much personal touch to it. And I'm talking to people, having conversations with people, getting the dating feedback after people go on dates. And so I'm hearing everything that's going on and interacting with it, where on the app, it's all happening and I'm somewhat detached from it. However, the one thing that I'm learning, and it's one of these things, I'm a student. One of the things I'm learning is how you all interact in an online environment. And I'm learning a lot about that piece, and that's good for you because we went through our beta, and I'm redoing some of the things in the app because I'm noticing, I think the very first thing I notice is people's inattention to detail. I know that sounds crazy. I'm not slamming anybody. I'm just saying that I think people have gotten so used to doing everything so quickly, and our process is, you know, just like with matchmaking, I need to learn about you. You're not going by a face, or you're not choosing people by their profile. We have to choose them for you. And so you have to go through the process of filling out these assessments, which are short, 15, 20 minutes. You'd be amazed how many people race through them, get done, put their information in, and immediately want to change it afterwards. And I'm amazed by it because I'm thinking, well, you just wrote it. You just wrote it 15, 20 minutes ago. But I think what it's taught me is that I'm seeing it in front of me. We're living in this very impatient society. So through that story, I was getting to this, and I think that's hurting people. I think if I could say the first thing on the list of some things that are stopping you people from finding love, I think it's impatience. I think it's a lack of attention to getting what you want. Everybody wants what they want yesterday, and they're not willing to wait for it. Right. And even through the process of having to go through some extra steps, like, let me go through this assessment and learn about myself. Let me go through this assessment and learn about what I'm looking for in a partner, even if it's only 15 or 20 minutes. And people really just want the shortcut. Give me the people. Give me the matches, right? And I'm not saying that people are saying that. I'm getting really good feedback that you guys, some of you are really enjoying it. But I'm also watching a rate of how many people haven't even completed the assessment, that get in and don't finish. And it is astounding because it's, everybody just wants things yesterday. And I can tell you that mentality, whether you're online or in person where you've met somebody, having a mentality of, I want something now. I need it now. I'm not willing to be patient to wait for the right thing. I'm not willing to go and do the work myself and learn about myself and go through those processes and journey myself to understand that. That's not going to help any of you. It is not going to help any of you to get what you want. I think the reason that everybody ends up with the wrong people is because we're not doing it consciously. We're not looking consciously. We're not behaving consciously. And we have to. We absolutely have to if we're going to find what we want. The thing, you know, I've learned through matchmaking is like my clients go on dates. And when they get back from the date, I crush them. I'm like, okay, so what happened? What'd you like? What didn't you like? You know, how did things go? And I learn about them, right? So I learn about them. They learn about them. We talk about, okay, so we want this. We're looking for this. This is important to us. And the thing is that all of you should be doing that as well. You know, there are some of you out there that are dating multiple people a week and just rolling through matches. You're not doing this consciously. You know, people that do that is interestingly enough, I had a friend of mine that was telling me about a mutual friend. And he said, Jen, you don't realize that this guy goes on several dates a week and is rolling through them. If the woman doesn't sleep with him by the third date, then he's out and he just moves along. And it's astounding to me that a grown-up, and this man's in his 60s, that a grown-up at his age would be doing that. Like, how sad for him, you know? That's all I could think. He said, what can I do to help him? I said, nothing. You know, you can't do anything to help him. That's him. That's his own mental state and immaturity. And you can't help somebody like that. They have to decide that they want something different, which if he's getting lucky, he's probably not deciding that. So, okay. I may be on the wrong. Sorry. I'm using my phone. I was on the wrong thread. I didn't see you guys. Jamie, hi. Happy Friday. Ron, hello. I was looking at the wrong thread. So sorry, guys. Good to see you. Okay. So I forgot my computer today. Sorry, guys. Walked out, forgot my computer, so I'm using my phone. At least I know it works. Okay. I think another thing, too, is fear of commitment or lack of commitment. There's plenty of you out there dating that shouldn't be dating. You know, I actually put a post up today, and it was a good post. There's a difference between somebody who wants to connect with you and somebody that wants a relationship with you. And there are a lot of people out there that are lacking their own self-esteem, that are lacking maturity, and all of those things, that really just want to connect. They don't want to be alone. They want to have sex. I don't know. I mean, there's lots of reasons people want to connect with you. But there are some people that want to connect, but they don't really want a relationship. And you figure that out pretty quickly as you have somebody that's not willing to engage with you, right? And I think there's a difference. You know, I do think there's a difference. I think if somebody tells you, is honest with you up front, you guys need to hear it, right? Because there's some people that are honest enough to say, look, I just got out of a marriage and I'm dating, but I'm not really ready for a long-term relationship right now. Believe them. Believe them, because some people know where they are and they tell you that. Your love and your greatness is not going to change them if that's where they are, right? So hear them if they tell you, I'm not ready or I'm not available, because some people do know, but some people don't. And so if you find somebody that has a fear of committing, or it's you, if you're not ready, if you're not able to be in a relationship, if you don't want to be in a relationship, if it scares you to be in a committed relationship, if you're still holding on to stuff from the past, you're not able to be in a relationship, don't enter in, or at least let somebody know up front, right? So super important that we are aware of fear of commitment, both on our own end and on somebody else's end, because all it takes is one party, right? You have to have two willing parties to have a relationship. If anyone has a fear of commitment or they're not ready, it's not going to work. Really important. And nobody's going to be offended if you acknowledge it. If that's where you are for whatever reason, to be in touch with yourself enough to understand that, it's an amazing thing. Feel free to ask questions, everybody, by the way. And great to see you, Kimberly, Sandra. Great to see you guys, gals, I should say. You know, another thing is excessive self-centeredness. And let's kind of define this. Putting yourself first without considering the needs of others. You know, the key to being in a successful relationship, it's not just about you. It's not just about your schedule and your life and your work and your kids and your responsibilities. There's two people coming in. There's sacrifices that need to be made on both ends. You know, and I also find some of you singles are so busy. You have a job, you're traveling, you have friends, you have friend trips, you have friend dinners. I mean, it's amazing how you've built your life without somebody, yet you say you want somebody. Okay. So super important to understand that you've got to get out of your own world and out of your own way. Everything's not about you. When you're in a partnership, there's two people, right? And so it's super important as you're getting into a relationship, you're setting dates, you're considering times. You know, if you've got kids, make sure you discuss that with your with a potential partner about your responsibilities there, and the expectations there, and how much time you actually have, and what that looks like, so there's no disappointment, and just in general, with if you travel for your job, or if you know that you are super busy with your job right now, or working on a project, either don't get involved or communicate that. But nobody should be expected to come in and work around your schedule and be like tiptoeing around what you need and you want, right? And if they do that, you should run, because they're codependent and not healthy and they don't have good boundaries. So it's super, super important that you get out of your own self and understand that for a partnership, it's two people. Ask what works best for you. What kind of food do you like? What kind of, you know, what restaurants do you love to go to? What does your schedule look like the next month? When is the best time for a date with you? You know, I do all that stuff with my clients, but you know, one of the things that is super important, like, I love Saturday night dates. I would much rather, if we're sitting here on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday trying to figure out a weekend date, I will always opt for a Saturday because nobody's working, right? Friday, people are getting off work, they're tired, they're exhausted, they're trying to shut that work stuff off and get on a date. It can be kind of tough. So if you have an ideal, you know, if somebody has an ideal situation, ask them, because some people have harder jobs than others. Some people have a longer drive than others. It's not just about you. So being self-centered and not courteous of somebody else's needs is going to stop you. You know, this is something I've learned myself through both personal matchmaking and on the app. Very important. It shows up in different ways, but this is really, really, really important because it's really, really, really happening. When things aren't working out for you, if your dating life isn't working, you have to look at yourself. You cannot blame everybody else, right? There's no good people out there. This app isn't working for me, or this app isn't working. Whatever it may look like, or, you know, this, we're going to the wrong places to meet people. There's nobody here. There's no good singles out there. I hear that a lot too. You have to look at yourself. Is it you, you know, that is stopping you? Is it possibly that you're looking for the wrong thing? Remember, I've talked a million times about being equally yoked. It's super important that you have a realistic look and understanding about yourself and what you bring to the table, and that you're looking for somebody else that is similarly yoked. You know, interestingly enough, I found this on the app with body type. I'd get people, that guys that would say, "Jen, I put this as my body type And I'm getting all these women that are much larger, you know. And I won't say, I want, there's not a lot of people. I've just had a couple guys say that, right? And then I think, to myself, okay, well, if a woman or a man is fudging on their body type, you know, they have these figures you pick, like, I look like this, I'm curvy, I'm straight, I'm this. But if you can't accurately pick out what your body looks like, there may be a problem, you know, because you don't want to deceive people. That's not going to get you what you need. And if you are, let's just say you're 30 pounds overweight. Okay, people are 30 pounds overweight, right? It doesn't matter to some people if you're 30 pounds overweight, but be honest about it if that's where you are, right? I know it's a hard conversation to have, and I've actually had to have these in person, which is even less fun. But I'm going to tell you right now that you've got to realistically look at yourself, know what you bring to the table, know who you are, know where you are. If you're not a fitness buff, stop dating, trying to date people that are. What they're going to look at, I mean, what they're going to look at. I had a guy tell me the other day about somebody that he had gone out with, and you know, all of her things on her dating profile said, not my dating profile, but some other app had said something about how active she was and all these activities. But then when he met her, he said, "I work out every day." She does. She clearly doesn't, but she's got all these activities on there. But she's, you know, she's not that healthy or that in shape. Be honest with yourself first, everybody, because it's only going to hurt you. Then you, if you're trying to date in a pool that isn't your pool, you're not going to get any dates. Do you know what I'm saying? So, or you're going to disappoint, right? Or if you filter your pictures and you put a picture when you were 30 years younger, and then you go meet somebody and they see that you're not that person in your picture, they're going to be really disappointed, right? So that's going to hurt your chances. So I really want everybody to make sure you're being honest with yourself and with other people when you're out there dating. I'm going to say this too. How about just in conversation, right? If you have children and you have a lot of responsibilities with your children, or they're very time consuming, or you have a job and a project that is very time consuming with your job, if you have a sick pet that you've been caring for and it's taking up a lot of your time and things are unpredictable with that, don't look at it like, oh my gosh, this person's going to think I have baggage. Everybody has baggage. That's okay. Be honest about your baggage. Let somebody know that up front, right? Don't hide things, because those things are really, really important, having that transparency. And so finding people that like you for who you are and want you for who you are, you being honest with yourself first is going to help that. So I do feel like we need to date within our league. That's all. Just within whatever that league looks like, right? You know, I know on our app with body type, we've made it where people have to choose three. So if you're a two, you have to choose like one and three and the two, so that at least keeps you within a zone that's good, that's safe. But it also allow I'm helping you to branch out and make other decisions. What we were finding was people were like, "I'm a two, I want a two." And what are your possibilities for matches at that, right? You've got to be open, people. So there's the third thing that I'll jump into, is be open. And again, from the God knows how many years, I'm not going to age myself any more than I have, but how many times I have to tell people, try this, try something different. You know, yes, you may not be attracted to that person's picture, but you like all the stuff that was written on their profile. Go out with them. You never know where chemistry is going to happen. Where good connections happen and good chemistry has an opportunity to happen, even if the looks aren't there, is if you have a lot of commonalities with someone, if your values align, if your lifestyle aligns, maybe you like doing the same things, but when you believe the same things and have the same thoughts about things, they align you, they connect you, and they do a lot more than looks, right? We've all been there with the looks. Being superficial will keep you from finding love, keep you from finding a great partner. And everybody always says, well, I want to be attracted to my person. Who doesn't want to be attracted? I'm with you 100%. But you never know where attraction can happen in absence of it through pictures, right? And also, I will say, you know, with the picture thing, keep in mind how many of you, if I asked you to raise your hand, which I can't see, but if I did, how many of you take good pictures? Probably nobody would raise their hand because very few people take really good pictures. Unless you have a previous modeling career or current modeling career, you probably don't know how to love that camera, right? So most people, and I've seen amazing people that have the worst pictures, and I'm like, no way we're using these pictures. They don't even look like you. So you have to get some good pictures. Well, if you, especially if you're doing this online dating thing, you have to have good pictures. It's somebody's impression. They don't want to, I mean, even though we need to be open and we do need to be open besides the superficial, if you've got a really crappy picture, or you got sunglasses on or something where somebody can't see you, or you have a hat on your head, guys, if you have no hair, just have no hair. Some women will absolutely not date bald men, but the majority of them will, right? They don't care. So it just be honest about who you are and don't be superficial in choosing people because you never know where attraction is going to show up. I already talked about people being impatient. You know, I think we just expect that the right person is going to fall on our lap, right? They're just going to come in and we're going to know instantly, but that's not the way it works. So everybody out there needs to give connections time. If you like the person, if you go out with them, you go on a first date with them, you may not like the way they look. You may not be attracted to them the first date, but if you had a good time, you had a lot of commonalities, the conversation was great, you laughed, there was just that synergy in personalities. I hear a lot of people go, we could be great friends. Like, we'll definitely remain friends. But yet they cut any opportunity off because they weren't attracted to him on the first date. Wait, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you have to wait for them to touch you, you know? Maybe that when that happens, then you know, there's plenty of chemistry opportunities that you'll never know if you don't give things that opportunity to evolve. So don't be impatient when you meet somebody new and don't just rely on all that physical stuff. It's not going to fall on your lap. You know, lack of self-confidence, low self-esteem can definitely stop you. If you're not confident in who you are, you're going to attract people that could either take advantage of that opportunity, and that's what happens a lot of times, or you could end up in a relationship that is abusive or continues to perpetuate some of those. When you're not top of your game, you're not attracting top of the game. Like attracts like. Remember that. If your self-confidence is low, you're going to meet somebody at that same level, whether it be confidence or something else. So, you know, so many of you, and I'm going to get in trouble for this because I know everybody doesn't want to believe that anything they do or who they are would attract a narcissist, that supposedly narcissists are so tricky and sly that you didn't see it coming and then they changed. I'm telling you right now that if you are not aware enough, if you are not knowledgeable enough to spot a narcissist, and they are good. They're really good. But when you know them and you know even covert narcissists, when you know their games, you should be able to spot them instantly, right? So there is a level of, there's always what you are attracting is also attracting you. So there's that, there's the magnets. And so you can't just use that excuse of, you know, they caught me off guard. Where's your responsibility? Where's your accountability and all that? Sometimes it does come from low self-esteem. Sometimes it does, somewhere in the relationship. Barrett, hi. Met her through radio years ago. Years ago. Chris, do you know her? My producer, you know Barrett? Remember Barrett now? Barrett says, I am online dating. I find it hard to cement a connection, but maybe that means there is no connection. You know what, Barrett? It's not just you. It's a great question. There's a lot of people dabbling on online dating. There's a lot of options. That's why I don't like it. So many women tell me that they meet somebody and then they never hear back from them. So they say hello, they may talk a little bit, have a nice little connection, and they disappear. Or they may show back up 2 weeks later. It is hard to make that connection. You know, if I may, I'm going to anyway, I'm going to plug my app because it's the reason, it's the main reason that I put that app feature in my app where you go straight to the date because of this, because of people that, you know, that connection falls off. I hear that, I mean, it's probably one of the three most common things in online dating. You meet somebody, they disappear. You meet somebody, you can't get on a date. They don't ask you out. They talk to you. You've got a pen pal. That whole deal, that's why we went straight to the date. So you don't talk at all until the date, until right before the date. I mean, it's for that reason. You know, people need to be more decisive. You know, I had a guy that actually wrote me and he said, you know what? I like to talk to people before I go on a date with them. And I get it. I understand that. I do. But I also understand that there's a lot of things that can happen, a lot of misperceptions that can be made in that time that you're trying to get to know somebody. When you don't know somebody, you haven't sat across from them, you haven't looked into their eyes, you haven't made any kind of connection with them, you're just judging by conversations you're having with them, these long conversations, I can promise you 8 times out of 10, they don't work out. Whereas if you at least had a baseline. It's how I do it with my matchmaking service, personal matchmaking. My people don't talk before a date. I learned a long time ago, no talkie. Why? Because there are expectations that come with talking before a date. There are perceptions that are placed on people before a first date that really kill people ever getting to the first date. Many of you never get to the first date for that reason. And so I feel like that's just a really important point to say and say it's not just you. So don't feel like it's just you. There's a lot of opportunity and where there's opportunity, people take it. So if somebody isn't cementing anything down with you, they're not interested. Take it as, and I'm not interested. And don't allow yourself to go on a back burner, Barrett, meaning don't wait 2 weeks and then he comes back. The reason he didn't show up for 2 weeks is because he met somebody else and he saw them as a better opportunity. So just kind of remember that. And I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here. It's just, it is how the game works online, right? It is how it is. Okay. I talked about this earlier. I'll say it again. Inability to compromise. Two people in a relationship. This is so hard. I'll talk about it more so as we get older, right? We like what we like. We have our schedules. We have our side of the bed we want to sleep on. We've got our certain restaurants that we like to go to. You know, I like this. I don't like this. And that list grows and grows and grows the older we get, right? Not aging anybody because you could be 40 and be stuck in your ways, right? It's just a matter of the older we get, the more stuck in our ways we get. And so we have to understand there's two people in this. We have to compromise. We have to take into account somebody else's personality, their lifestyle, their needs, their wants, their values. It's getting into a relationship is not about you anymore. So simple as that. Great to see you guys joining. And I love seeing some new names that I've never seen before. So welcome, everybody. If this is your first time here, welcome. You know, constant need for validation and approval. Gosh, I can't tell you. Everybody wants somebody healthy. Healthy people do not want to have to baby somebody else's feelings. They don't want to have to walk on eggshells, and they don't want to have to take the time to feed your insecurities, right? They want the relationship to move forward. There should be forward progress, not And I'm just telling you, this is something I see all the time. Something said, some action is taken. Like, let's just use this as an example because it's a big one. You go on a date, the guy says, I'd love to see you again, right? Then the next day comes in and you haven't heard from the guy all day, right? Maybe you don't hear from him the whole day, right? All of a sudden, you're like, well, he said he wanted to go out again. He really doesn't like me. He just said that. He's never going to hear from him again. He's on another date. He's a player. He didn't mean what he said. What did I do wrong? All these stories start because I've heard them. I have absolutely heard them and had to stop them. Because sometimes it's just something that is happening in their life. Right? Maybe they just got busy. Maybe they went out of town. Maybe they have family in town. Maybe they have a super busy day at work. We have to stop the stories in our head, right? And that need for, validation for somebody to give us what we want and what we need because we need it. I need to know that you like me. I need to know that you want to go out with me again. I need you to text me back when, I want you to text me. I need you to text me the next day because if you were interested in me, that's what I believe you would do. I mean, there's all this stuff that people come into a relationship with. And so many times I have to step back and tell people, let them be them. If they never contact you again, fine. That's okay too. Maybe they didn't like you, but give them the opportunity to be them without drawing some conclusion. Because I can tell you when you start the stories, and I love you ladies, but I'm especially going to say it to you guys, stop it. Stop the story, stop the insecurities and all of that. They're not you. Guys, same way, but women tend to do it a little bit more, get in our heads, and you guys can agree with me. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. So women get in this way. You have to stop the stories. You have to go, we had a great time. I'm going to trust we had a great time. Maybe he's busy. I'm not going to worry about it. If he contacts me again, great. If he doesn't, I'll move along. I'll be okay. But stop. Stop thinking about it. Stop obsessing about it. Stop making up stories about it. Because what it does is it hurts you. And where it hurts you in the long run is that you decide. Women will make a decision that they don't want to go out with a guy for their own stories in their head. He really didn't like me. He really, I thought he did, but he just said that to me. He's probably going out with other women, and this is all in like a matter of hours. We can go from one to the next, to the next, to the next. And then they've written the guy off. You know what? The heck with him. He said he'd message me today and he didn't message me. So I'm done. Right. And then the guy messages the next day, I'm sorry, this happened. They've already written him off. So it doesn't matter whether he had a legitimate reason, he's written off. And I see it happen all the time. Let people show up as who they are, right? You can train them later. If there's certain things that are important to you, if you like to have communication, if you like to text message, if you like this or that, wait for the second date so you can talk to them about it. Oh, on second date, I thought you weren't interested because I didn't hear from you the next day. And I was thinking maybe you weren't, but I'm a texter. And when you didn't, you told me you were going to text me. And when you didn't, I just figured you weren't interested. Then that person can go, oh, that's what he likes or that's what she likes, right? You have to learn each other. Nobody's going to know you after a first date or after a first communication. And it's so important that we not expect people to. So very, very important. So that constant need for validation or approval or need, need, need. And I can tell you something for busy professional people, which are the people I deal with, they don't want someone who's needy. I can just tell you that. We all have a lot of responsibilities. Trying to bring somebody into your world that also is going to suck you dry for things because you want somebody who betters you and moves with you versus somebody you have to stop to turn around to grab to move with you because they're insecure or they're moping or they're sad or they're whining or they're mad at you because you didn't do something. No sensible, responsible person is going to deal with that. That has good boundaries, that's healthy, is going to deal with that for very long. So get yourself healthy, and meet healthy people where they're at. And you've got to shut the noise off. And ladies and gents, but ladies especially, sometimes you have to do it consciously. So I'm telling you that right now. Sometimes it's a matter of, is it going to show up? It's going to show up. If it shows up for you now, which for many of you it does, just make yourself stop. Just say to yourself, you know what? I don't know what their situation is, and I'm not going to jump to any conclusions or make up any stories about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep going, keep moving along. If they show up, great, right? If they have a great excuse or they have, you know, whatever, great. You know, years ago, many, many years ago, I am not kidding about this. I've totally forgot about the story. Do you know, I had this guy that I was in this, like starting something with many years ago, and literally he fell off the face of the earth. He was gone. Poof. Like didn't hear from it. Like it was like, we're texting all day long. We're talking, you know, we've dates, disappears like the whole day. I'm like, oh gosh, hope he's okay. Didn't freak out about it. Next day, you know, same thing. Almost the whole day goes by. Nothing. I'm thinking, what happened? I hope everything's okay. I finally decided I'm going to send a message and make sure. Is everything okay? I sent a message. The dang guy's house burned down. He was lucky to get out of it. He was in the hospital, like on oxygen. Like he was out of it for 24 hours. He wasn't even conscious. Sheet happens. You know, I'm just saying it happens. So you never know what the situation is, right? But anyway, so don't jump to any conclusions. By all means, you guys, if you want to ask any questions, I'm here. Barrett, let's look at so many people just tuning in. Hey, Bella. Hey, Sandy. Good to see you guys. Unhealthy jealousy or possessiveness. Hey, if you got trust issues, fix them. Fix them first, right? Jealousy comes from a lack of trust. I get that there's a lot of people out there that have been betrayed. I know we live in a world that is not very faithful, that is not very monogamous. We need to understand that. We do. However, if you've been burned by somebody else, be smart. It's not like you shouldn't understand and know the signs and what to look for, but don't go in not trusting somebody else. If you get into a new relationship and you find yourself in that place where you're questioning, you know, where are they? Did they really mean that? You know, did they say that? Or they said they're here, but maybe they're really here. You know, I've heard it. That may not be you. You may not be ready yet. You may not be healthy yet. Or allow that to be an opportunity to show you that you haven't completely healed and do some healing. So it's okay if you recognize it and are smart enough to say, I still have some healing to do. It doesn't mean I need to not be in this relationship. It just means I need to probably go talk to somebody or do some work in this area, right? Jealousy and possessiveness are not a reflection of a relationship of the other person. They're always of the self, right? So that's your stuff. So you either got into a relationship too soon or you didn't work on your trust issues. So nobody wants to have to answer to somebody or defend themselves when they've done nothing wrong. And I hear it all the time. So I think another piece that I'd like to bring up is this personal growth thing. Gosh, people, ladies, gents, I cannot stress this enough. If you knew how many times I hear men, a lot of men and women saying, I liked them. They were great. They were fun. They were interesting. They just weren't emotionally intelligent. They didn't do the work. They weren't working on themselves. They were a finished product. You know, they are who they are. And that's it. And people, you guys, a lot of you are getting out of relationships. You're in your 40s, you're in your 50s, you might be in your 60s. You know what? Everybody's had relationships, right? Everybody's had prior relationships. Some of us are entering into a new phase of our life where you've had your kids, you've raised your kids, and now you're single, and now you have a whole new opportunity to have a new life and do what you want to do and travel and do whatever it is that freedom brings you. And there's an element to that where you want somebody that's going to grow with you. Some people stop growing. You know, I got an email from a guy the other day. We had sent out an email to everybody that's in my database about the app. And he sent me an email, and he's probably, I don't know, late 60s, good looking guy. He said, "Jen, I got your email. The app sounds great." He said, "You know what? I'm just too old. Nobody's going to want me." That was his response. And little does he know, there's plenty of great, amazing women in that age group that are looking for somebody. But some people give up. They do. They give up. They give up on themselves. They give up on their dating life. They give up on their personal growth. I mean, there's so much more to learn, and to learn together, new journeys together, you know, new adventures together, new things to explore together. So that helps build a bond and a new type of relationship. And there's so much we've learned and so much we all walk in with, you know, everybody's got their suitcase, right? And there's good and bad in everybody's suitcase. But when you get to a new relationship, it's almost like you want to empty that bag and pack a new one. Like, what are we going to do together? What are we going to learn together? How are we going to grow together? People want to be taught too. I wish I could, again, say that to everybody. People don't want just a yes person. Like, "Oh, that's great. I love that too. Yeah, I'd love to do that too." They want somebody that's going to teach them something, show them something. I'm hearing this a lot from guys, ladies. Super important for you to hear that too, is to make sure that you're, I think, you know, as women, and, you know, we're all there, we're very affirmative and supportive, and that's such a great thing. Don't want you to change that. But make sure that you are also expressing who you are and what you bring to the table and what things you know that you can teach somebody or show somebody, because everybody wants to learn and grow, right? I think we all get to a certain point where we're like, what else is there? what else is out there? What have you got for me? How can you help me grow? What new things can you show me? What adventures can we go on, you know, where I can have fun that I haven't had, you know, haven't enjoyed before? So keep that in mind too, is that both parties need to come to the table with those things. Personal growth, very important. Emotional intelligence is, by the way, statistically, most people are looking for emotional intelligence over looks. So super important there that we are showing our emotional intelligence if we have it. And then I've got on the list here the negative attitudes towards love and relationships. I kind of touched on this earlier, but you people that say there's no good men out there, there's no good women out there, all men are players, all men are cheaters, right? It goes both ways with women too, right? You know, women are this or that. So it's super important that we go in with a positive attitude. I can tell you, finding love, it's a needle in a haystack. It is, regardless of how you look for it, whether you're on an app, that's more of a needle because there's so many needles in that haystack. But finding love is a needle in a haystack. You have to find people that are like you, you know, that believe the things that you believe, that value the things that you value, that you share a similar lifestyle and beliefs in that lifestyle. When those things all come together, that's what makes a perfect match. It is. It's not attraction. It's not all the superficial stuff. And that is a harder thing to find. So don't get discouraged, ladies and gents, when you meet a great lady or a great man and they check 7 of the 10 boxes, but there's 3 boxes that are super important to you. You know, and I think so many of you try to compromise on those things, right? I mean, if there's something that's super important to you, let's say it's faith, right? Maybe you guys aren't on the same wavelength and have the same faith. If faith is important to you, don't compromise on somebody else coming. Those things will eventually separate you. Those things will eventually come up and rear their head. Don't settle for things that are super important. So you have to know, you know, I ask this on my matchmaking service, and I ask it on the app. And a lot of you don't know them because I know this, when I started the app, everybody wanted to change them because they're not editable right now, which they will be. But I found that a lot of people were like, oh, I didn't want to put that as a non-negotiable or my must-haves. People don't know their non-negotiables and their must-haves. Everybody needs to know these things. These are two things, regardless of where you are finding love right now or looking for it. You need to know what you're not willing to negotiate on. What are my non-negotiables? And what are my must-haves? Okay? You have to know those. And it's just not up for compromise, right? So everybody, those important things, there's other things that can fall. Like, for example, you like to snow ski, right? You may love to snow ski, but your partner doesn't like to snow ski. That's okay. You know what? Your partner may love to go snow skiing with you. And while you're off skiing, they're going to stay and get a massage or sit by the fire and drink hot cocoa and read a book or whatever. Go shop. Who knows? Whatever they're going to do. But keep in mind that those things can be negotiated on. There's non-negotiables that can't. So you really need to know who you are, what you stand for, and what you need. And then allow some of the other softer things that aren't as important to be flexible, right? Somebody doesn't have to check all of those boxes if they're not negotiables or must-haves, right? So if you have things that are important to you, like family or faith, I know another big separator for us, and there's no getting around politics. You know, that is one of the top three right now that separates people. There are plenty of you that can have different viewpoints on politics and talk about it and compromise and come together and have peaceful discussions about it. And it's great if you can do that, right? Most of you can't. So I just want to say, like, find the things that are most important to you. Your non-negotiables, the things you have to have in a partner. You know, your must-haves, think about your must-haves too as, think of your personal self, not like, oh, they need to be this religion or not smoke or whatever. Think of your must-haves as your personal things. You know, my must-haves are that somebody must be physically affectionate, right? If you're a physically affectionate person and somebody is all those things, but they're not physically affectionate, it's not going to work long term. You're going to not be happy and satisfied. Your love languages will not be fulfilled. You will not feel loved if they are not speaking to you in that way. So you need to think emotionally, what are my greatest needs? You know, if you, and I'll use validated because I'm going to use it in a different way. Not that validated in a way that somebody's feeding you, like making yourself secure, self-confident, that they're feeding your insecurities. That's not their job. But from the perspective of nurturing would be supporting you in what your decisions are. They may not understand them, but they respect them, right? So there is a way that somebody could meet your needs that way without being, you know, it being dysfunctional. So super important that you know if you're a person of depth, you got to have a person that can go there with you, right? A ton of superficial conversations are never going to work. You may have the best connection, the most fun together, love doing the same things, have lots of commonalities in your life. But boy, if that depth of connection is missing and you need that, that is a must-have. So think about those things, those really important things, before you get out there and get in a relationship. I think one of the biggest things hurting people today, and I'm going to wrap it up at this one, is that lack of self-knowledge. We have been in a society where everything's been fed to us. Everything's been fed to us. If you look at statistics now, which I do because this is my business, people are moving away. Online dating sites are going down. Why are they going down? Because the swipe is out. They people don't want to do that anymore. They're looking for more of a connection. So the swipe apps are really not working anymore. They're just not. Their stocks are going down. I'm not saying that I don't like them because of how they're superficial, but I'm telling you that people are done with them because they want something more. People want something more. And so it's a matter of, you can't get more if you're not willing to change the way that your mindset is working. So there has been this mentality that there's all this stuff out there and everything's so available. I'm here to tell you, no, there's available, but it doesn't look like that. Getting online and having 30 people like you or email you means nothing. If you're on Facebook or social media or an online dating site, that means nothing, because what are the percentage of people that you're actually going to have a connection with and commonalities with and all those things line up? All you matched on was a face, right? But if you can't get out of that mindset of more is more instead of less is more, it's not going to work. Because whether you choose to use an app or not, if you're out, you know, you go out to, let's say, dinner, and you're sitting at a bar and there's a bunch of single people and nobody talks to you, right? Nobody talks to you, you're going to feel like a failure, right? Because there's that whole concept of, you know, you expect everybody to be interested or somebody to engage. I see people at singles parties, I throw singles parties. If you're not engaging with people, it's not going to work. It's, you know, if you're not working, it's not working. So if you don't show up, the system isn't going to work, right? You've got to put the effort in. And sometimes that effort comes from you. It comes from you doing the work, knowing who you are, knowing what you want, getting comfortable communicating that, and walking away when it can't be supplied to you. Because you'll meet plenty of people. The majority of people you meet are not people that are going to be able to give you what you want and what you need. So you have to be good at recognizing it yourself. You know, if you were on an online dating site, and let's just say you had 30 offers for a date, I can promise you one or two of those might be decent offers. It's your job to be discerning enough to know which one of those are, right? So if you don't know yourself, and you're not operating in a conscious space and an intentional space, you're not going to find love. You're not going to. You're going to go after the next best, shiny, pretty object and then wonder why it's failing, right? All those factors, all those inner things, all of the stuff that's important to you needs to line up for a connection to work. And you need to be healthy. And you need to compromise, and you need to take into account a partnership versus your own self, right? And you need to be patient. So just to wrap all these things up, going backwards, I think the patience thing is super important. So understand, love doesn't fall out of the sky, right? I wish it did, it'd be awesome, but it doesn't. So enjoy your life, but be willing to wait. Know who you are, don't settle, and be willing to wait for the right one. And allow yourself a little bit of grace in that process to get to know somebody really well before you dismiss them. It's very important to do that too. All right. Well, if you guys haven't gone to my app, we are launched. We are beta tested, and I just transferred to a new amazing software company that is going to be building all kinds of cool add-ons and upgrades, and making it work so cool and fun. We had to get through what works, what didn't work, what you like, what you didn't like. And now it's now all being built to spec. So we're really excited. The good Lord, delayed me about 9 months in getting my app out, but it seems to align pretty well with the market and where people are. 9 months ago, people were still swiping. Now people aren't wanting to. They're wanting a better connection. So all of you that are on there, we're just in DFW. If you guys are listening somewhere else, we're just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area right now. We have some people in Austin. We have some people in Houston. We will grow those markets. But for you people that are in Dallas-Fort Worth, the quality of people are great on the app. They're great. You will never have a better time. We're about to start some mass marketing, so I'm just telling you guys right now, when your pool is smaller, you have a better chance of connecting. So I'm just going to say it. All of you people that aren't in there or started your assessment and didn't finish, get your buns in there and finish up, because chances have never been better for you to meet people. And I'm hearing it from so many of the people that are in the app. They're getting tons of dates. They're having great times. They're making great connections. And it's because they capitalize on opportunity. I'm telling you guys to do the same thing. If you don't, that's your thing. It's all your choice. But I want you to win whatever way you choose. By the way, we added in-person events. So we're going to be having an event, I think the 27th of April. I'll announce the venue, but we're going to have a happy hour at a really cool new restaurant. And I know you guys like to meet in person, and I think it's so important that we do these connections in person as well. So you have to be a member though to come. So that's it. Okay. That's it, guys. I didn't see any additional questions unless I was just blabbing away. So thank you all for being here again. So amazing to see so many people, so many new people and new faces showing up. I'm glad you're here. I hope you learned something. Let me know if there's anything at all that you guys want to talk about in the future as we move forward. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Love you. This is Jennifer. Thanks for listening today. And please subscribe to the podcast. Each show, we're going to have new topics and information. If you'd like to find out more about coaching or matchmaking, please go to my website at lovejen.com, or you can find me on my Facebook page, my personal page at Jennifer Stiers.